State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
Right now, there are more than 90,000 kids in Michigan schools whose primary language is not English. The number of these English language learners has grown 45% in the past 5 years. That's according to data from the state of Michigan. That has districts and the state scrambling to train teachers to help these kids learn. State of Opportunity's Dustin Dwyer has the story.
This is the sound of recess at Glenwood Elementary School in Kentwood, Michigan on a gorgeous, gorgeous day. This school in this school district just south of Grand Rapids is one of the most diverse in Michigan. And unfortunately, I'm not here to play on the playground today or swing on the swings. I am here to go to the building just behind me to talk to Shirley Johnson, the Assistant Superintendent for Student Services at Kentwood Public Schools.
Kentwood is such an international district, a very global district, and we have students from 70 different countries representing over 70 languages that are spoken here in the district.
I meet Johnson at the front desk of the administration building, where there's a huge map of the world on the wall to reflect the district's global influence.
And this is just so reflective of the richness here in the district that we experience and enjoy every day.
Yeah, I see all these different colored strings heading from different parts of the globe right here to Kentwood.
And really, we need to probably add a few more on there because that's a little outdated.
So it's even more than this.
Yes.
It's a point of pride at this school district, but it also represents a challenge for teachers. Johnson says when she started with the district about a decade ago, there were only about 200 ESL students for whom English was their second language. Now, the number of ESL students is closing in on 2,000. Getting teachers who have the training to educate ESL students is a challenge. Do you feel like you have enough of those teachers now?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And it's not just Kentwood schools.
Our current situation is especially in urban schools, we're talking about one trained ESL teacher is servicing 150 ESL students. That's quite a load.
Renu Cooper is a professor in the education department at Aquinas College in Grand Rapids. She is a teacher who teaches teachers. More specifically, she teaches ESL teachers. And no, it's not as simple as just having a teacher know the other language. In one district like Kentwood's, there can be dozens of languages with parents from dozens of different cultures and some kids who already know a lot of English and some kids who know almost none.
So the bottom line would be you really have to understand each student as an individual in order to provide support or teaching.
In Michigan, there is a state endorsement teachers can earn to become certified ESL instructors. And Renu Cooper's goal, as well as the goal of many in the education world, is to have more teachers with that endorsement. To that end, Aquinas was just awarded a $2.5 million federal grant to train more teachers to get their ESL endorsement. Eastern Michigan University received a similar grant to train teachers on the east side of the state. Renu Cooper says she expects to be able to add about 130 ESL-endorsed instructors to West Michigan, thanks to the grant money. She says that still won't be enough to meet the need, but the extra training will make a difference for families.
Think of if we have better teachers or more effective teachers, then the kids will learn better, especially those kids from minority families or low-income families or refugee families or migrant families. If we can help them to leave the poverty line, that's a huge contribution to the whole society.
And a huge contribution for the more than 90,000 kids already in Michigan who are English language learners. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.